Welcome to the drive-thru Nativity at Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Please proceed to Highland Park and take in the views of Christmas past. As you listen to the audio, please proceed to the first scene and listen to track two. And as you advance to each scene, advance the audio track at the same time. We hope you take time this Christmas season to be reminded from the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 1 and 2, and the Gospel of Luke, chapters 1 and 2, about the birth of Jesus. May this reminder of his birth bring you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It was a gift to all humanity as God, day by day, added to its amazing beauty and order. On the sixth day, his final stroke of creation was in making man in his very own image. He placed the man in the Garden of Eden, a perfect paradise prepared as a gift for the crowning glory of God's creation. In due course of time, Adam sinned against God by eating of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because Adam sinned, all of mankind is genetically predisposed to sin because his sin nature has been passed down from generation to generation of all humanity. God was not caught off guard. He had a divine plan to offer a gift to the world he created. In the following thousands of years, he worked in certain individuals, as is recorded in the Old Testament of the Bible. Promises were given that pointed ahead to a time when he would give the gift of a Messiah, a prophet to tell the truth of God, a priest to represent God to the world and represent the world to God, and a king who could rule the world with ultimate justice, peace, and prosperity. An announcement of a gift came from heaven to earth. The angel Gabriel met Mary in an unlikely time of her life when she was barely old enough to be married, but was promised to her husband-to-be, Joseph, an heir to King David's throne, when Elizabeth, her cousin, was 6 months along. Gabriel was sent by God to Nazareth in Galilee. Gabriel spoke, "Hail, highly favored! The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." When Mary saw Gabriel, she was afraid and turned over in her mind what he meant by such a greeting. He said to her, "Fear not, Mary, because you have found God's favor. You will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give to him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Mary asked the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I do not have that sort of knowledge with a man?" He replied, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a child in her old age. The one called barren is now in her sixth month, for with God nothing shall be impossible." Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." The angel then left her. Imagine the joy of such a promised gift. The gift finally arrives amid the hustle, bustle, and chaos. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all of the world should be taxed. and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Instead of resting the gift beneath a tree, he was laid in a carved-out stone. The gift was made known to shepherds. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. This gift wasn't just a gift for Mary and Joseph, or just the shepherds, or even just to Israel. This was good news to all people. The gift of Jesus was scorned by his own family, his own tribe, and his own nation. He wasn't just looked down upon. They looked up at him as he hung on a cross and said things like, He saved others, but himself he cannot save. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Let's see if Elijah will come to save him. He died on the cross, and was taken and buried in a carved-out rock where no one before had ever been laid to rest. He was in tatters. His head was pierced with thorns. His back had been whipped open. His beard was torn from his face. His hands and feet were pierced by rough nails, and his side pierced by a spear. They wrapped him in grave clothes and laid him in the grave. On the third day, Jesus arose from the dead. The greatest gift ever arose to live evermore. The gift of God. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Eternal life is more than an eternity in heaven when we die. Eternal life is abundant life now because Jesus is alive within us. He gives us peace in the middle of hard times. Jesus is our joy through the tears of life. Our hope is for each new day and eternity. Death awaits every person on this earth. It is an unavoidable appointment every one of us will keep. It is because of sin that we need Jesus. We are all currently separated from God if we have not accepted the gift extended to one and all. Receiving the gift of Jesus is actually a simple matter. First, admit that you are a sinner who is separated from God. Next, believe that Jesus is the only one who can bridge the distance between a sinner and God by his life, death, and resurrection. Change your mind about trying to live life your way and depend on Jesus to change your life. This gift offers deliverance from sin and its effects, guilt, shame, and vain attempts to soothe pain. The penalty of sin is eternal death separated from God in a literal lake of fire. Jesus died on the cross to save you from this. The power of sin was overcome by Jesus rising from the dead on the third day so that he can save you from giving in to daily temptations to sin. One day, the presence of sin will be left behind when we join Jesus in our home up in heaven, because he is there preparing a place for those who follow him. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. Jesus is the perfect gift ever given. Don't pass up this chance to accept the gift God is holding out for you to take. Don't let an almost stop you from yes.